in the studio with me to explain all of this. Well, a lady who's no stranger to the microphone here on Radio Life and Style in various capacities. We've chatted before, but really excited to be kicking things off on a new segment on a Tuesday morning with Sarah Swainson, who's in the house with us. Sarah, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, everyone out there.
Sounding bold on a Tuesday.
So exciting. I'm super excited about this segment.
Hey, well, listen, we're in good company as well, because alongside you, we have a man who is well regarded in the active lifestyle, the water sports space. And in fact, Sarah, you crossed paths recently with our other guests when you decided to tackle something completely new.
Absolutely.
To you. And the man I'm hinting at, Greg Vocht, is in the studio with us as well. And Greg, welcome to you. How are you this morning?
Very, very well. Lovely to be here. Nice to meet you. And hi to your listeners.
Great to have a full studio this morning. And let's just start at the very beginning, Sarah, for those listening in the traffic this morning and wondering, what even is this thing?
What is this all about?
why are we doing this? What is this thing?
So in my work, I come across a lot of people who go, oh, I wish I could do that. Or I'll do this when, and there seems to be this element of intimidation or fear, or they don't know how to get started at something. And so I've been doing a lot of work in that space and a coaching program, and it's called Bold Heart. It's about, it's exactly as it says. It's about embracing a bold heart to go and do the things that you never thought were possible. And so I thought there's such value in sharing people's stories about going and doing something new. So not from an expert's perspective, but from a complete, let's try something new. And so this is the segment. It's about embracing something with a playful curiosity, yeah, and living life boldly. Because I think we can often like want to write off the rest of the year. But no, let's not. Let's live boldly and try new things. And so the way I got into some of the things was hearing somebody else's story. And I went, oh, I could do that. And that's what it's about.
Oh, man. And how many times have you been standing around the braai or something and heard someone tell a tale of an epic experience or adventure, yeah, and you kind of go a bit green with envy, thinking, oh, if only. But why not, right?
Yeah. I mean, and most of the time, people don't know how to take that first step. And so it never gets taken because you just think it's too difficult, too scary.
Well, we're going to sort of frame this in this first episode around something that you have recently gotten into, coming at it as a complete novice, but you found the right guide, the,
yes,
right coach,
yes,
if you will, in the form of Greg. And let's just sort of set the scene there before we really start picking your brain, Greg. Sarah, what got you intrigued with this world?
So it was exactly that. Somebody on our Ordinarily Active group started posting about her paddling over the weekend. Bron, and I just saw these amazing photos. And Bron, I love Bron. And Bron, if you're listening, I think you're amazing. But she's not an elite athlete. And she just made it look so much fun. And I thought, that sounds interesting. So I did what I typically do, is I got the details and I signed up, but I signed a friend up as well, Nicola, who's, I generally do this. I go, hey, this is what we're doing. And
I contacted
Greg and I said, two of us are coming and we're coming to learn how to surf ski. It was crazy, but it was one of the best things I've done.
And no looking back. This was how long ago now?
End of June.
Wow.
And I can tell you honestly, on that morning, so we started on Dudley Pringle Dam, and on that morning you got a bit of anticipation, like, am I going to fall out? But I promise you, it's one of those snapshots in my mind of arriving at Dudley Pringle Dam and being in the most incredible environment, and I got to do this. I get to experience it. The sun was rising. I mean, it's one of those frame picture moments in my head.
Wow. Now, Greg, this is something that you do. You take people from real green, you know, beginner level.
Falling out the boat level.
Like, let's start right there and get them up and surf skiing, right? I mean, how did you get pulled into this world?
So SAS, South African Surf Ski, has got two arms to it. There's the South African Surf Ski Tours, and then there's South African Surf Ski Academy. And my business partner, Barry Lewin, is no stranger to the Ballito area.
Yeah.
He was a top five in the world paddler in his day. And I used to work in conservation, travel up the coastline and always take my ski with me. And whenever there was a bit of water, get in it. And I said to Barry, you know, we could be doing these things. We could be doing it as a business. And whenever you take a person into the water, you've got to look at their competency. And if they don't have any elements in place, you've got to build that yeah. to take them out. And that's how the Academy was born. And I must say, it brings me a lot of pleasure to watch people's journey. It's amazing. And in fact, at the moment, we're posting those journeys of the various people. And Bronnie's was the first journey we posted.
That's amazing.
And even looking back, when I hear Sarah talking about her first day, I was transported back to that first day and laughing at their attitudes because I sort of look at it from a different perspective. I see that nervous person arriving. The first thing you do is you make them feel calm, chill out, and just overcome that fear, start relaxing. And then we start building the key elements to what you need to be able to paddle properly and enjoy yourself.
And it's so important to have a good first experience and a good guide on the journey, because that can make the difference between whether you throw in the towel off day one and say, this is not for me, or whether you actually decide, hey, listen, there's something here. The bug is biting. Yeah. I'm going to stick with it, right?
I think it's so important when you're trying something new is to find the guide like you referenced. And it's really about not only the water safety element in surf ski, but it's that I feel safe. I feel safe as a new person to try. And when we're safe, we can be creative. We can be playful. We can fall out of boat and laugh at ourselves. We don't have to be perfect. And I think that's really important. So if anybody's listening out there, that is one thing that you need to look for, is find that guide and whatever you are approaching with, it's new, is that you want to feel safe enough to try. And not be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. I can guarantee you that.
If you're taking this to heart, if you're thinking, this is now, you're speaking my language. Because I don't feel perfect. No, who is perfect, right? But on the other side of a quick little musical number, we're going to get into some of the essentials. I'd like the starting point, necessary gear, first steps, how Sarah got got up standing on a board. And hey, listen, let's dive in with leaving with a little teaser, and a lucky winner, a lucky listener could be the recipient of a surf ski experience, a personalized surf ski experience, in a double surf ski at the Durban Underwater Club, sponsored by SAS. And with Greg as your guide. How about that?
It is so much fun. If anybody's listening, you want to enter this. I promise you, it's like flying on the waves. And all you have to do is sit at the back and paddle. And hang on.
Hang on. And don't go anywhere, because on the other side, we'll be right back diving into the world of surf ski and going boldly with this new feature, Bold Hearts.
Across the ocean, I burned some bridges on the way. Feels like forever here in the moment. Just so forever, see to stay. Don't wanna say too much, speak too soon, and scare your heart away. Just wanna feel your light, the fire inside, for the rest of all my days. When I was hopeless,
I was so
right on the edge of giving up. You understood me, gave me focus.
Kygo and Zach Abel for Life, right here on Life and Style, Tuesday morning, and we're getting back into a brand new feature on your Tuesday. It's called Bold Heart, and boldly presented by Sarah Swenson from Ordinarily Active, who's still here on the mic, and hasn't run away yet. She's boldly tackling another thing after having recently gotten into the world of surf skiing, and alongside Sarah from SAS, South African Surf Ski Academy, Greg Vogt in the house with us as well. Are you still here, Greg?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, Sarah, we were just chatting off air about your entree, your very first exposure and experience to this whole world of surf skiing. Firstly, I was kind of just clarifying what a surf ski is and what it isn't. For those that are trying to wrap their brains around it, as a water sport, what is a surf ski?
I'm sure Greg's going to give the technical definitions. I'll just give it in layman's terms. Take a kayak, and it's a faster sea kayak that moves in the sea really fast. So you sit on it rather than as a kayak would be in it. So it's a craft that you paddle for the sea.
Amazing. Did you get it right?
She was spot on. Okay. No, she's spot on.
You've taught her well. But this is the kind of thing that, you know, in my mind, I think of. We've got amazing athletes and watermen like Hank McGregor, who's, you know, internationally
big
renowned.
Big name.
And yeah. Lives here. It seems like there's actually quite a high caliber of water sport athlete that resides right here on the North Coast. They make it look easy, but also kind of intimidating because, you know, they're pro athletes. And was that something that was running through your mind?
I've stood and I've watched the guys go out, like Thompson's or any of them, and they make it look stupidly easy. And having been in the ocean for a while, I know what those waves are doing. And now I'm thinking, how would I ever be able to do that? And so I think if you just look around, there's guys paddling all the time, and you go, how do I ever? So again, you're going, oh, no, I don't think I could do that. And this is what's been great about this journey is with the academy, you start from the very basics. You get the technique. You are building confidence level to confidence level. So you start off in the dam. You get stable-ish. And then when Greg sees your competency, you then move on to the open water. And you start to learn and navigate. Now, I've been a swimmer, for open water swimmer, for years and years and years. But paddling the ocean is now a total different experience, and it's that. But it's the layers of confidence that are so important on the journey.
Yeah,
not getting caught up in the picture of the really good guys, which if you get a chance to watch them, they are phenomenal, you know. But it's doing it step by step and layering it.
And obviously, you have now got this kind of approach, this program cracked, Greg, in that you know how to build that confidence step by step, and you're judging and making the call as to, okay, it looks like they've got it on the flat water here. We're handling it well in the dam. Let's see if we can head out into the big blue. And do you notice, is there a definite change in perspective? Do you see something wash over these people once they head out into the proper big water?
Yeah, it's crazy because... and that's what makes it so amazing for me. The journey that they go on, and then I'm always sort of taking them to the next level. I know what they can do before they know what they can do. And they sort of, you get these early morning calls on WhatsApp, and they're sort of saying to me, what's next? I said, don't worry, chill, you've got this. And when they're out there, and I take them beyond, you know, when the first time they're 4Ks out to sea or around the corner in the big blue, and it hits them for the first time, that's an amazing picture to see.
Wow, man. And having been through that experience for yourself recently, Sarah, are you able to kind of describe the payoff for you and how it sort of changed your perspective and your takeaway from it?
I mean, I love the ocean because it's the vastness of it, and it makes you feel quite insignificant, which is quite a good reminder all the time. But having on that experience of going out into the ocean, and some days I'm going, okay, just stay in the boat. Like, it's like, and I've started coining, just have a bold heart, yeah, as we go. But then the ocean changes, and you never get one day that's the same. So one day you could have a choppy sea, the next day you've got these beautiful swells that you're just feeling like a champion on. And then if you're so fortunate, like we got a whale popping up, and there'll be a dolphin. And, you know, those are the moments that are incredible. You cannot describe them. So you come away, and by 7 o'clock in the morning, you've had this experience. How can your day not get any better? I mean, you know, it's amazing.
I'm sure you carry that right through the week, right? 100%. You're kind of floating on a cloud after having experienced that headspace that so many people are just oblivious to, right?
And I think when you do these things, like you take yourself out of your comfort zone, it starts to move into the rest of your life as well. What else are you willing to do? That little boundary that you set has now moved. And so that's the beauty of it. So I did this. What's next?
Wowzers, man.
And the general confidence as well.
That's the thing. I think the non-obvious takeaways, and you're probably still going to learn things about what you're taking away from this the more you do it. But 100%. it's got to filter through into everything. And from a complete newbie's perspective, to give this thing a real shot, what would you recommend as far as how many sessions or lessons, and what kind of time commitment should one be carving out in their week to make sure that you can really get into it properly? Because you want to give it a real go, right?
I think there's the beginner package, which SAS does, and that's really good. So if you don't know whether you're going to like something, give it a try. You don't. What's really nice about the academy is that you don't have to go and invest in all the kits and everything. They've got it, and I'm sure Greg will share a little bit more about that. But that for me was one of the huge benefits, because always you go, oh, I don't have a boat, I don't have a paddle, I don't have this, I don't have that, and all I had to do is pitch up in my activewear, not wear cotton because that's horrible to paddle in, and that was all I needed, and then I could see whether this is something that I wanted to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, you've summed it up again. I'm actually sitting here, and it's like an out-of-body experience watching you, listening to you talk about it. But that's pretty much summed up. And I think there's so many steps. As you've been talking, I've been hearing the people's voices that have been through the program, and they sort of say, wow, there's so much to think about, and there's the jokes and the laughs on the water.
Absolutely.
How do I steer and paddle at the same time? How do I do this? I mean, I literally start with teaching you how to sit to get into the boat. And there are the odd videos that if Sarah had a little experience the other day where I said, guys, this is how you get in. And
no, let me say it. He says, okay, now that you know how to do this, we're going to video it, and you're going to like make it like super slick. And I get in and I make a complete hash of it. Greg eventually says, Sarah, you need to turn your paddle the other way. I mean, come on.
Teacher's pet.
So the camaraderie of the people when they join in and they share their struggles, because each person knows what the other person's struggling with, and some people are mastering other things that they aren't mastering, and vice versa. So the journey is, for one person, is never the same. But that opening package of three sessions gets a person, you know, on the horse, so to speak. And
awesome.
The white horse. And then the goal, ironically, those white horses that you see on the ocean, when you do a downwind, that's the ultimate goal. To get in the water and fly down. When you hear the guys going, or when you see them paddling here and it's a stormy 30 knot wind, that's what they're doing. They're flying from down the coast, wherever it may be, whichever way the wind's blowing, and they're literally cruising at 16, 17, 18 kilometers an hour. Those are the top guys. And that's the thrill. Thrill of getting out there. And it's not far, it's not out of reach. The double session that we spoke of, the giveaway. Mm. What I do in the first three sessions, it's actually a soft fourth session that's not promised. I take the guys out. There's things I can teach you on the double that I can't teach you when you're on your own. And it's also a bit of a roller coaster for the guys, because I take you down some waves and they have they have a lot of fun. But the goals, ultimately, there's physical well-being. The guys really, really enjoy the workout, because it's not arms, it's core.
And it's an endorphin rush, I imagine, right?
And then you're getting the benefit of the ocean, what it gives back to you. And then there's a camaraderie, it's enjoying it with colleagues. And then there's what you're achieving, you know, you're getting over something that you never dreamed of. And we go back to Bronwyn. What an amazing journey here, Sarah.
Mm, incredible. So Bronwyn, she had a back operation, and so her flexibility to move, and actually if you see her paddle, she doesn't have the perfect technique, but she's got just this amazing approach to life. And she can ride waves, she can do, it's incredible to watch. So there is, what I love about this is also there's no, so for instance with running, you've got a hard, high impact sport, whereas paddling is it's not as impactful. Okay, if the boat hits you on the head, that's an impact. But
try to avoid that.
Yeah, don't do that. But from a general perspective, it's a great workout, and I would, almost anybody I think could do it.
Brilliant. So now you're getting the perspective here. Now you're getting an idea about how you can go boldly into your first experience. And if you're listening to this, there's a chance for you to win this introductory package guided by Greg and following the South African Surf Ski Academy approach. And Sarah, how can our listeners get in it and potentially win it?
Yeah, so we're going to post on socials, on the Life and Style socials later, and it's going to be the question, what have you always wanted to do, but you've never had the courage to do it? So we want to find out, what are those things that you've always thought, oh, I wish I could do that? Could be surf ski, could be something else, but tell us, we'd love to hear.
Amazing stuff. And for those listening who are intrigued and want to find out more about SAS, Greg, what's the smartest way to get in touch, or to log online and to do a bit of further reading?
The website address is sasurfski.africa.
sasurfski.africa. Yeah. And bouncing between, I mean, you're often up at Dudley Pringle right here on the North Coast, and then the Durban base. As far as the underwater club goes, right?
We do tours, we do coaching clinics, we do the set coaching, the squads. So once you finish the three program sessions and you're enjoying it, you can join a squad, and that's usually people of equal competency and the people you've met on the journey. And it's lovely to see those little communities get together. A lot of them are ordinarily active people as well, so they I see a lot of crossover. The other day I saw on socials the paddlers being taken by Bronnie for a cycle and a run, and I see them doing a lot of crossover stuff, which is a lot of fun.
That's amazing. You never know where the journey is going to take you, but it's just awesome to see people getting out of their comfort zones, experiencing things that they might have thought weren't within their reach initially, and opening up a whole new world of possibilities, going boldly. And that's what this new feature, Bold Heart, is all about. And I think a great first episode and a first thing to put in the spotlight.
And there's loads more to come. Oh, I'm so excited.
The ball is rolling now. Thanks for giving us a little look under the hood and an introductory peek into the world of surf ski. And our special guest, Greg Vogt from South African Surf Ski Academy. Really looking forward to finding out who gets to win that special experience.
Yeah, and also go follow them on Instagram. So their Instagram is Ocean SAS. So that's quite an easy way as well.
There you go. SASS. And Sarah, thank you for bringing this this concept to the radio.
Yeah, it's going to be great fun. Next week is going to be... Oh, we've got a great one lined up. This is all about just piquing your interest, going, hey, there's something that I want to do.
Amazing.
Let's do it. And have a bold heart.
And follow Ordinarily Active on the social platforms as well. Keep your finger on the pulse with Sarah and the crew. And we'll be having another chat again next week. We'll see who Sarah brings in. Yeah. And Greg, looking forward to chatting with you again on Radio Life and Style really soon as well.
I'm looking across there thinking to myself, so when are you going to get your butt in the back of the boat with me?
Now I'm excited, you see. Now I'm contagious. Intrigued. No, I'll hold you to it. Let's talk after this. Throwing to a music break right now, and then the news coming your way in the next 5 minutes. It's Radio Life and Style. Welcome to your Tuesday. For a little bold heart, here's Ava Max.